Welcome. Today we're discussing an amazing Beijing beef stir-fry recipe, perfect for meal prepping.
Ooh, stir-fry. Count me in. So what makes this recipe so special?
Well, it's packed with protein, 52 grams per serving, and it's only 576 calories. Plus, it's super easy to reheat, making it ideal for meal prep.
Okay, I'm sold. Walk me through the ingredients.
All right, we'll start with two smallish brown or yellow onions, roughly chopped. Then a large red bell pepper, diced the same size as the onions.
Got it. Onions and peppers. What's next?
Four cloves of garlic, thinly sliced, not grated. And optionally, two spring onions, roots chopped for the stir fry, stems sliced for garnish.
Okay, fancy garnish. And the star of the show, the beef.
Exactly. 800 grams of lean steak, partially freeze it for easier slicing, then slice it thin. Marinate it in soy sauce, corn flour, baking soda. Yes, baking soda. And white pepper.
Baking soda? Interesting. What does that do?
It tenderizes the meat. A process called velveting makes even a cheaper cut of beef taste amazing.
I see. Interesting. So, what about the sauce?
The Beijing sauce is a mix of soy sauce, chicken or vegetable stock, sriracha, hoisin and or oyster sauce, black vinegar, and a touch of corn flour for thickening.
Wow, that sounds flavorful. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
And don't forget the rice. 300 grams of jasmine rice cooked in 550 milliliters of stock or water with a pinch of salt.
Right, the rice. Can't forget that. So, how do we put it all together?
High heat is key. Sear the beef in batches until browned, then stir-fry the onions, peppers, and spring onion roots. Add the garlic, then the beef back in, and finally, the sauce.
Sounds easy enough. Any tips for avoiding a smoky kitchen?
Definitely sear the beef in batches to avoid overcrowding the pan. And maybe disable your smoke alarm. Just kidding. Mostly.
Ha, good advice. So we've got our stir-fry. We've got our rice. What about serving and storage?
Portion it out into containers. Rice on one side, beef on the other. Garnish with spring onions and sesame seeds if you like. It'll keep for 3 days in the fridge or 3 months in the freezer. Vacuum sealing can extend the fridge life by a day.
Perfect for meal prep. And reheating?
Microwave in 1 minute bursts or reheat in a pan separating the rice is recommended. I hope you enjoyed that text.
This sounds absolutely delicious. I'm definitely going to try this recipe. Any final thoughts?
A baking soda trick is a game changer. It makes the beef incredibly tender. The blend of smoky veggies, flavorful sauce, and fluffy rice is just chef's kiss. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.